Good evening and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bituchen Message series sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas Elio Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren Ben Moshe, and should be a refuah shleima for Gittel Bas Etel. The issues that face us in the concept of acquiring, or in the efforts of acquiring, greater and greater levels of trust, of bitochen in Hashem, are really relatively simple, yet complex in achieving. And there are infinite levels of recognition and achievement that we have to internalize and develop. And I'd like to focus this evening on one that's often repeated in so many of the Meforshim, so many of the Rishonim, so many of those that speak in detail about the issue of Bitochon. And that is the idea that Ein Matzor LaHashem Milohishia. Nothing prevents Hashem from saving, from accomplishing, from performing, from assuring the achievement of anything. And this, it seems, from many sources, is the key to being able to put our trust in Hashem. Because it seems that the biggest form of interference that we have that really makes the bitochon so difficult sometimes is how impossible the situation seems. It's beyond hope. It's impossible. It requires a miracle. It requires a major miracle. It requires a massive series of miracles in order for this to happen. And the more miraculous the results seem to, the more miracles the results seem to need, the more difficult it is to put our trust in Hashem. And therefore, according to many, the trick in achieving bitochon, maybe even more than anything else, is the focus on the reality that Hashem can do anything. Anything, any time, any place, any speed, any difficulty, any complexity, irrelevant of any other factors in the world, whether we deserve it, whether we don't deserve it, he can do it. He can do anything. And in reality, if we think about it, where do we have difficulty with confidence? On simple things, we have no problem. We're pretty confident that when we wake up in the morning, we can sit on the bed. We're pretty confident that when we wake up in the morning and sit on the bed, we can stand up. And we're pretty confident that when we stand up, we can take a few steps. And we're pretty confident on the basic routines and taken for granted aspects of our existence, because they don't require any great intervention, at least not from our perspective. And therefore, we have no trouble. And if the focus of my confidence is Hashem, then I'm quite confident that Hashem is going to help me do these things. If I have a job and a stable business or a stable company that I work for, I'm quite confident that Hashem is going to make sure that I provide, that He provides with me with my paycheck at the end of the week. I don't have trouble with that. It's when things get more difficult and seem more unlikely and border on the impossible and then seem to be beyond the pale of what anyone could ever imagine could happen, that's where it gets rough. And that's where we have to focus and refocus again and again. Hashem can do anything. And not only that, for Hashem to enable us to sit up on the bed or to stand up or to walk or to open our eyes is the same level of effort and complexity and difficulty, Kaviyocho, we're not even allowed to use such terms, as performing the greatest of miracles, as performing the Kriyas Yamsuf, because he's the Koil Yochol. He can do anything. He can do everything. And this realization is extremely important to focus and internalize. But it's not enough to say the words, and it's not enough to think about it, and it's not enough to intellectually be aware that this is true. It requires focus and refocus. And every time we're in a difficult situation, we have to stop to think, Hashem can't take care of this. He can. He can take care of anything. He can take care of anything in a split second. In fact, Yeshua's Hashem comes keheref ayin. In fact, his M.O. in so many situations is to make it happen at the last moment, in the most unlikely situation, to remind us, to underscore to us that it's him. Don't take it for granted. Don't assume it's natural. Don't assume that these things just happen to happen. It's all from Hashem. And therefore, under all circumstances, we have to be able to constantly focus that everything is from Hashem. He does everything for us. He does everything in this world. And there is no limitation whatsoever to his power, to his ability to orchestrate, to achieve, to accomplish, to perform anything and everything, no matter how easy or how difficult it might be. How do we get to such a realization? How do we internalize such a message so that it truly becomes part of us rather than just lip service? Well, one very, very simple method which can be helpful and can be performed at least 100 times a day, and that's when we make a bracha. Every time we make a bracha, if we pay attention to what we're saying, then Hashem is the source of all bracha. We have this personal relationship with him. He's Ato, Hashem, Elokeinu, our God. He's the Melech HaOlam who deals with the entire universe, yet finds the time to take care of our individual needs. And he is the Shehakol Li Abidvoroi and the Beirei Pri HaEitz and the Hamotzi Lechem Min HaOretz and the Beirei Pri HaAdama and the Beirei Pri HaGofen. All of these things for me. Bishvili Chayav Adam Loimar. Kol ha'olam nivro bishvili, the whole world was created for me. And every minute detail of life and every kindness that Hashem does for us, it becomes an opportunity to focus on his powers. Look what he does. Provides food for everybody. He's noisein lechem lechol bosor ki lo'olam chastoi. Look at that. Look at the magnitude of his chesed. Look what he does. I sit up in the morning, matir asurim. I stand up in the morning, zekif kefufim. I walk in the morning, meichem etzadei gover. I open my eyes to see pekeach ivrim. I manage to get to sleep beyond me and to be awake, hamavir sheino. I have renewed strength, hanoisla yoif koyach. And every time we focus on, he does it all the time. We see the extent of his chesed, and we see the extent of his powers. He can do anything. He can do everything. He provides this for all of us. And every opportunity we get, we have the most complex systems in our body. The excretory system, the ability to cleanse our bodies of waste, and the bracha that we make, asher yotzar, which so clearly indicates the extent of Hashem's powers. Think about the complexity of life that he created. Think about the complexity of the human being that he created. Think about everything. There's no limitation to his toiches. And everything I do, every moment of the day, I should realize that Hashem's doing it. And when I see that Hashem is so intimately involved in the mundane, in the smaller, in the seemingly natural and more taken for granted aspects of human existence, and I constantly focus on him, Baruch Ato Hashem Melekeinu Melech Olam, then what happens is I develop that sense of appreciating Hashem's strength, Hashem's ability. Min Hakal. And I'm not sure that it's called to sustain the whole world, El HaKovid, from the lighter to the heavier, to even performing the greatest of miracles. And the truth of the matter is that human existence is the greatest of miracles. Recently, I was sort of observed some type of a medical procedure, complicated medical procedure. I thought to myself, I'm not quite sure the greater refutation of the theory of evolution. Is it the extreme complexity of the human body and the functioning of all of its systems? Or is it the unique and extreme complexity of a human being who has the ability to understand and to engage with and to work with and to fix and to help and to deal with and to heal, or at least to work on healing this complex human system? The powers that Hashem has exhibited in creation of the human body and in creation of the human mind, that alone should give us a sense of insight and inspiration that there's nothing that Hashem can't do. And it seems that once a person can focus, on the fact that there's nothing that Hashem can't do, then it becomes easier to think about Hashem's chesed. Then it becomes easier to think about Hashem's rachamim. Then it becomes easier to trust that Hashem will help me. Because on little things, I trust. There's small chasodim. On little things, there's small rachmanis. On little things, there's small koiches. But when I realize that Hashem does all of this, then I can realize with the same realization that there's no limit. Hashem can do everything. Because first of all these little things he does to me, he does to everybody else in the world. If that's not massive and powerful, then I don't know what is. But besides all that, he can do anything. And when I see how much he does, when I see the complexity of his creation and what he has done and what he has accomplished, it becomes easier to imagine, yes, there's nothing he can't handle. And yes, if I need a fortune of money, and yes, if I need a refuah shlema, and yes, if I have a terrible tzora and I need a yeshua, ein matzul Hashem elo yeshia, he has no problem. He has no obstacle. He has nothing restraining him from bringing this about. And that has the power, that realization has the power to focus my bitochen, my trust, my hope on him, on Hashem. Because the thing that really scares me is how impossible and how difficult it seems. And if I work to recognize that nothing is too difficult for him, if I work to recognize that he has the all-powerful, he can do anything and everything, then it becomes easier to imagine that he will do it. To imagine and to feel his chesed and his rachamim, that he's going to, in fact, respond to me and to help me with all of my difficulties. And that really is a basic underlying ingredient in one's ability to have trust in Hashem. Bez Hashem, we should be zeicher to constantly and more deeply and more clearly focus on the total ability of Hashem to do anything, and that nothing for him is too difficult. And ein matzul Hashem milo yishia, there is no restraint that Hashem has from saving us from any situation. That zchus will be, in the words that's quoted from the Rambam, Eye asher eye, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I will be to man what I am in his heart. If in his heart I am that koil yochel, that one who's totally capable of everything, that one who's full of chesed and rachamim and ready to help us under the most dire and difficult circumstances, then if he recognizes that, I will actualize that. I will be to him as he recognizes me in his heart, and in that merit we will be zeicha to great Yeshua, to great Refuah.